Live from historic downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, home of founding father James Wilson, 19th century hymn writer George Duffield, 19th century gospel minister George Norcross, and sports legend Jim Thorpe, it's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now here's your host, Chris Arnzen.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth who are listening via live streaming at ironsharpensironradio.com. This is Chris Arnzen, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Wednesday on this 22nd day of March 2023. And I am so pumped up about the upcoming G3 National Conference in Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to be talking a little bit about that today letting you know about who's speaking there and the theme and so on. And we have also to discuss that and a very important topic that everyone in this listening audience needs to hear, a topic, why we must continue to protest the Roman Catholic Church. We have here to discuss that a returning guest, one of my favorite guests, and a wonderful friend and brother in Christ, Josh Bice, who is pastor of Praise Mill Baptist Church of Douglasville, Georgia. He's also founder and president of G3 Ministries. And it's my honor and privilege to welcome you back to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Pastor Josh Bice.
Yeah, good to be with you, Chris.
And first of all, let our listeners know about Praise Mill Baptist Church of Douglasville, Georgia.
Yeah, Chris, Praise Mill Baptist Church is a Reformed Baptist church on the west side of Atlanta. It's 181 years old. I have the privilege of serving here as pastor, have been here for 13 years. I grew up in the life of the church with my wife. We both grew up here as children, met in the life of the church, married, and then in God's providence, after I went away to study at the seminary and then pastored out of state for about 7 years, God in his kindness called me back here to serve my home church. And so it's been a joy and a privilege to be called to this task.
And if anybody wants to find out more about Praise Mill Baptist Church in Douglasville, Georgia, go to praisemill.com, and that's praysmill.com. And as I was saying at the very beginning of the program, I am so excited, as I always am, about the upcoming G3 National Conference in Atlanta, Georgia. I am not exaggerating. I'm not using hyperbole when I say that this event is always the highlight of my year. I cannot even count the number of ways in which the Lord so thoroughly and richly blesses me every time I am there in attendance manning my exhibitors booth for Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. I always, every single time, am approached by many people who tell me that they are so blessed and encouraged and edified and educated by Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, people that I have never heard from before who approach me at my exhibitors booth. And then I also meet for the first time face-to-face people who are regular listeners who do submit questions to our guests on a regular basis here on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. And I also get to interview some of the speakers and some of the listeners, and even have made acquaintances that turned into friendships and even turned into advertisers on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio as a result. So it's just an all-around blessing for me And of course, last but not least, to be so edified by the powerful preachers that you always have on the roster, very long roster, just to give our listeners a summary, because it would take me probably the rest of the program to list everybody who's speaking at this conference. But we have Vody Balcom, Stephen Lawson, Paul Washer, Phil Johnson, James White, Mike Riccardi, Justin Peters, Ken Han, Owen Strand, James Coates, who you may recognize that name. He was the pastor in Canada that made global news because he refused to shut down his church during the COVID mandates in Canada. Scott Annual, Virgil Walker, and Daryl Bernard Harrison of the Just Thinking podcast, Scott Brown, Susan Heck, and more. And I have interviewed most of the folks on this roster, and I have a few coming up to further promote the G3 conference, including Susan Heck, who I've never interviewed before. But if you could continue to describe this wonderful conference.
Sure, Chris. Yeah. So G3 conference started in 2013 as a theology conference on the west side of Atlanta here on the campus of Praise Mill Baptist Church. It was a local church conference and was for the purpose of strengthening and encouraging local churches and pastors. And what the Lord did with that event has really never ceased to amaze me, even to this very day. I continue to see the work of G3, and it's astounding to me what God did in that first event. But from there, basically the church was at capacity year number one. And we had a waiting list for about 30 days or so before the event again, just because we lacked space. And so what would end up happening would be that over the next 4 years, we would continue that process until we eventually moved to the convention center in 2017 for the Reformation 500 conference. And it was there that we really began to grow astronomically. We went from about 750 for those 4 years here at capacity at our local church campus to 2,517, 2,818. We went to 4,619, 5,620, and 6,500 in 2021. Now, I share those numbers with you not to boast or to brag or to suggest that it was something that I did personally, but because it really does amaze me. And as I look back at this conference, I see that, you know, it was God's plan all along for God to raise up a ministry that would come alongside and encourage local churches. And so now, you know, G3 is more than just an annual conference. We have a ministry that exists for the strengthening of local churches and the encouragement of pastors. And we have a network of churches that are basically 1689 Reformed Baptist churches that associate together, fellowship together, and seek to partner together in gospel ministry. So it's been a privilege to watch the Lord build a team here, and of course to continue to use this ministry. And I'm certainly privileged to serve alongside this team as well.
And this conference, this upcoming national conference, is being held Thursday, September 21st through Saturday, September 23rd. And it's on the theme, the sovereignty of God. Can't think of a better theme than that. Any way you'd care to elaborate on that?
Sure, yeah. I mean, again, as you stated, the theme itself is going to be just a wonderful opportunity for us to unpack the grand truths of God's sovereignty over the course of about 3 days. And to be able to have breakout sessions that are very much practical in nature as well as theologically rich. But one of the things I would encourage people, if they've been to a G3 before and they think, okay, well, we're 6 months out, I typically register, you know, sometime about, you know, 30 days out or so. That's been pretty much a non-issue for the last number of years because we've had plenty of space at the convention center. But right now, we have seen such an enormous spike in registrations that we're actually, in fact, the past 2 days, Virgil Walker's been at the convention center trying to secure additional space. We're literally running out of space. And so I would heavily encourage people, if they're listening to this broadcast, that they would register for G3's national conference as soon as possible to secure a place. We're anticipating upwards of 8,000 or more people at this event, which is really unbelievable to me.
That is utterly amazing. But it's not unbelievable to me because of the fact that it's an extraordinary conference. This is not a run-of-the-mill conference. And the roster is, you never have duds speaking at the conferences. I've never been disappointed by anybody who has spoken at a G3 conference. And folks, I've got to get on your case a little bit here, those of you who are listening. We are having a bit of a friendly competition as far as every media outlet that is promoting the G3 conference. And I am ranking number 7 out of 15 in the group of people or organizations or media outlets that are promoting G3. And I want to move up to number 1, but at least I want to move up higher than number 7. I'm smack dab in the middle. At least I can be comforted in knowing I've even beat out Sermon Audio, which is a pretty impressive task. But please, folks, if you are registering at g3men.org, g3men.org, use the promo code, the discount promo code, G3ISIR. That is the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio promo code, where you will get 30% off of the registration fee. So please remember that, folks, and spread the word about it. That's G3ISIR. And this is one of the reasons that this is an excellent theme. It's ideal, I think, for bringing people with you, inviting people to join you. You might even consider paying for their registration if they do not believe in the sovereignty of God. The body of Christ is divided over these issues. So if you have Arminian evangelical friends or Roman Catholic friends or Eastern Orthodox friends, I would strongly urge you to bring them there, because the lineup of speakers, you're not going to get better as far as representatives of those who believe in these doctrines known as the doctrines of sovereign grace, also nicknamed Reformed theology and nicknamed Calvinism, not at all based on our hero of the faith, John Calvin, but based on the scriptures. If you want to elaborate on that a little bit more, Pastor Josh.
Yeah, obviously, as you stated, Chris, I mean, when we study the doctrine of God's sovereignty, we do want to put emphasis on the holistic view of what God has done. And so we move beyond the realm of creation to the wonderful truths of sovereign grace. And so as we think about the grace of God, we should, in fact, see it through the lens of God's sovereignty. And so we're going to unpack that truth during this event. We're also going to be unpacking other aspects of God's sovereignty. As I've stated already, the fact that God is the one who is responsible for all of creation, and he sustains all of creation even now according to his power. And so we're going to be looking at various aspects of God's sovereignty. But yes, you are correct that when we study salvation, the doctrine of salvation, we see that it does not begin with man and his freedom. It begins with man and his bondage. And the spotlight is placed upon God, who rescues individuals who are, you know, given over to sin and locked into the dark dungeon of human depravity.
So remember, folks, it's g3min.org, g3min.org, and use the promo code G3ISIR, standing for Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, G3ISIR, to get 30% off the registration fee. And you're going to be hearing that repeated throughout the program, including in commercials, voiced by my friend Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries. Today we are discussing a topic that is near and dear to my heart. I already announced it earlier, why we must continue to protest the Roman Catholic Church. I am a former Roman Catholic. There are members of my family who remain in that false religious system. I have been fully aware of the sad news that over the years, it seems that Reformed Christians, especially those in academia, seem to be becoming softer and softer on their opposition to Roman Catholicism than when I was first saved in the 1980s. I'm not saying that there weren't ecumenists with Rome in the ranks of Reformed Christianity then, but it seems to me that that is increasing in numbers, which is disturbing to me, especially since I know full well that the actual teachings that are dogmatic, the official teachings of the Church of Rome on the gospel, on how we are to be made right with God, they are false and damning, and they are lies. I don't think that I am overstating the case or intentionally being cruel or nasty. It just happens to be the truth. And in fact, you probably are aware of this, Josh. For a decade on Long Island, I arranged debates between our mutual friend, Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries, a world-renowned Reformed Baptist apologist, and Roman Catholic apologist. Every year for a decade, we had these on Long Island, and I'm looking forward to hopefully continuing that, and now that I'm here in Pennsylvania, reviving the Great Debate Series, as it was called. And the reason for that, the reason I had such a passion and a zeal to have these debates was because of the fact that we are living in a world where the feelings of others are more important than their never-dying souls. And if you could pick up where I left off there, Josh.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. So as you've mentioned, there is a bit of a trend within, you know, professing evangelicalism of individuals who are going, quote-unquote, home to Rome. And that's a massive concern for me. I mean, when you hear of individuals who quote, you know, various different Roman Catholics and they embrace them as trusted teachers, of course, what we must understand is that if you're not Roman Catholic and you are a Christian, we can't conflate the two. So what we must understand is that we can't treat Roman Catholicism as if it's like the difference between Baptist and Methodist, like it's another denomination within Christianity. It's not. And a growing trend today, which I'm quite certain that many people listening to this conversation today have seen for themselves, is that people in the limelight, or, you know, within the Hollywood circles and even within the media circles, are continuing to beat that drum of just calling Catholics Christians. Now, obviously, we need to be able to differentiate when we talk about the creeds of church history and we talk about, you know, various different statements about the Holy Catholic Church. Little C Catholic is a reference to the universal church. It's not a reference to the Roman Catholic Church. And so when we see that, we need to be able to understand the difference. But what we need to see is that Roman Catholicism is not Christianity. And if you look at the history of the Reformation and you see what happened there, and if you want to begin with the explosion of the Reformation, say around 1517 on October 31st with Luther's 95 Theses, which is where many historians, you know, basically direct our attention, then what we see soon thereafter is that Luther becomes a Christian. And he began protesting the Roman Catholic Church, and the preaching of the true gospel was central to Luther. So he moved from this idea of just correcting the indulgences and the sale of indulgences, which is what he was calling out and questioning there by nailing the 95 Theses to the Castle Church door in Wittenberg, which, by the way, was his form of social media to a degree. He moved beyond that to an actual protest of the Roman Catholic Church, understanding that it would not be an internal movement of correction. It would be an external reformation. And what happened, you know, with Luther and his ministry was that he was basically returning the people to the Word of God and bringing the Bible to the people. He would be responsible for translating the Bible into the German language after his defense of justification by faith alone at Worms in 1521. And so as we look back historically, we see that there was a definitive line that was placed in the sand by Luther and the reformers, stating that this is true Christianity over here, and the false Church of Rome is over there. And so we need to be able to differentiate between the two.
And of course, you were using a comparison before, saying that the difference between those of us who are theologically reformed Protestants and Roman Catholics is far greater than the difference between us and Methodists. Well, we have to be clear to identify which Methodists we're talking about, because obviously a great host of Methodists are just as apostate as the Church of Rome, just for different reasons.
Absolutely, absolutely. But it's one thing to say this is a denomination that even historically has been seen as a denomination of true Christians, whereas the Roman Catholic Church is certainly not to be seen or to be conflated with genuine Christianity. And I know, obviously, you know the difference between the two, but it is good to clarify.
Yes, and it bears repeating that we are not saying every single person who identifies as a Roman Catholic is damned. There are people who are born again who actually believe in the true gospel, who put their total and complete trust on the finished work of Jesus Christ on Calvary alone for their salvation, who still, for some reason or another, continue to identify as Roman Catholic. We're not talking about that. We're talking about those that are enslaved to a false religious system within Rome, both the false system that has been declared dogmatically at the Council of Trent, which was a response to the Protestant Reformation in the 16th century, but also the deformed version, if you will, of Roman Catholicism that exists today, where you have the most left-wing pope in that religion's history, who not only defies historic Roman Catholic teaching, but obviously defies the scriptures as well. So you have a bizarre situation there when people wrongly think that because Roman Catholicism, even in their modern catechism, is much softer on Protestants than they used to be when they used to burn them alive. It's much softer on Protestants, but the teachings of modern Rome, even coming from the lips and writing of Pope Francis, are not dogma. These are not things that must be believed by the faithful Roman Catholic. Am I making sense there, Pastor Josh?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And to your point, you know, again, you reference the Council of Trent, which I think it would be important for us to talk about some of the statements of anathema that were, handed down there at the Council of Trent.
In fact, could you do that when we return from our first break? Because we've got to go to our first break right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we'll go into the anathemas, which are very important, and your average Roman Catholic doesn't even know anything about these anathemas, what they mean, and even those that are apologists seem to have redefined what those anathemas mean. But if you have a question for Josh Bice, send it to chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. As always, give us your first name at least, your city and state, in your country of residence. Only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Let's say you are a Roman Catholic and you are starting to question your beliefs, your long-held, cherished beliefs, and you don't want to identify yourself publicly on this yet. Well, I understand that. You want to remain anonymous. But whatever the reason, if it's personal and private, involves a loved one or what have you, we can understand you remaining anonymous. But if it's just a general question, give us your first name at least, city and state, and country of residence. We'll be right back after these messages, so don't go away.
Hi, I'm Brian McLaughlin, president of the SecureCom Group and an enthusiastic supporter of Chris Arnzen's Iron Sharpens Iron radio program. The SecureCom Group provides the highest level of security, closed-circuit television, access control, and communication systems for Manhattan's top residential buildings, as well as churches, commercial properties, municipalities, and more. We custom install exactly what you need to protect yourself, including digital recording, off-site viewing, and connectivity from most smart devices. From simple code-activated systems to the latest technology using facial recognition, the SecureCom Group has it. We also provide the latest in intercom and IP telephone systems. In addition, we provide superior networking platforms. We'll create, maintain, and secure your local network. Whether it's a Wi-Fi or hardwire network, we'll implement the latest secured firewall, endpoint solutions, and cloud backup. I would love to have the honor and privilege of helping protect the lives and property of Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners and their associates. For more details on how the SecureCom Group may be of service to you with the very latest in security innovations, call 718-353-3355. That's 718-353-3355. Or visit securecomgroup.com. That's securecomgroup.com. This is Brian McLaughlin of the SecureCom Group, joining Chris Arnzen's family of advertisers to keep Iron Sharpens Iron radio on the air.
James White of Alpha Mega Ministries here. I'm very excited to announce that my longtime friend Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and I are heading down to Atlanta, Georgia again for the G3 National Conference. That's Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd, on a theme that I have been preaching, teaching, writing about, and defending in live public debates for most of my life, the sovereignty of God. I'll be joined on the speaking roster by Steve Lawson, Vodi Balcom, Paul Washer, Virgil Walker, Scott Annual, and Josh Bice, founder of G3 Ministries. And there's more great news. Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio can get you a 30% discount off the registration fee. Go to g3min.org, that's g3min.org, and enter promo code G3ISIR. That's G3ISIR for the 30% discount. Chris Arnzen and I look forward to seeing you all Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd for the G3 National Conference in Atlanta, Georgia on the sovereignty of God. Make sure you stop by the Iron Sharpens Iron radio exhibitor booth and say hi to Chris Arnzen while you're there. Go to g3min.org and enter promo code G3ISIR for your 30% discount off the registration fee.
Puritan Reformed is a Bible-believing, kingdom-building, devil-fighting church. We're devoted to upholding the apostolic doctrine and practice preserved in Scripture alone. Puritan Reformed teaches men to rule and lead as image-bearing prophets, priests, and kings. We teach families to worship together as families. Puritan is committed to teaching the whole counsel of God so that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. We sing the Psalms, teach the law, proclaim the gospel, make disciples, maintain discipline, and exalt Christ. This is Pastor David Reese of Puritan Reformed in Phoenix, Arizona. Join us in the glorious cause of advancing Christ's crown and covenant over the kings of the earth. Puritan Reformed Church. Believe, build, fight. PuritanPHX.com.
The Prince of Preachers, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, once said, "Growing a beard is a habit most natural, scriptural, manly, and beneficial." Grace and peace to all the Iron Sharpens Iron listeners. This is Tony with TheStandardBeardCare.com. That's right, TheStandardBeardCare.com is a Christ-exalting, better-known and simple name in beard care. So if you have a beard, know a guy with a beard, or ladies, if you're married to a man with a beard, head over to TheStandardBeardCare.com. Check out the vast array of all-natural, handcrafted products to make that beard scriptural, manly, and beneficial. And when you do so, you will help to support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. When you use the promo code IRON at checkout, you will receive free shipping to anywhere in the lower 48, and 10% of your donations will go back to Chris Arnson and Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. So head over to TheStandardBeardCare.com, where the standard is the standard.
I'm Dr. Joseph Piper, President Emeritus and Professor of Systematic and Applied Theology at Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary. Every Christian who's serious about the Reformed faith and the Westminster Standards should have and use the 8-volume commentary on the theology and ethics of the Westminster Larger Catechism titled Authentic Christianity by Dr. Joseph Moorcraft. It is much more than an exposition of the Larger Catechism. It is a thoroughly researched work that utilizes biblical exegesis as well as historical and systematic theology. Dr. Moorcraft is pastor of Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, and I urge everyone looking for a biblically faithful church in that area to visit that fine congregation. For details on the 8-volume commentary, go to westminstercommentary.com, westminstercommentary.com. For details on Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, visit heritagepresbyterianchurch.com, heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. Please tell Dr. Moorcraft and the saints at Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, that Dr. Joseph Piper of Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary sent you.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005. The publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
This is Daryl Bernard Harrison, co-host of the Just Thinking Podcast, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Tom Buck, a First Baptist Church of Lindale, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Kent Keller of Faith Bible Church in Sharpsburg, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Andrew Rappaport, the founder and executive director at Striving for Eternity Ministries, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Mark Grimaldi, pastor of Sovereign Grace Church of Greenbrier, Tennessee, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Christopher Cookston, pastor of Prineville Community Church in Prineville, Oregon, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Matt Tarr, pastor of High Point Baptist Church in Larksville, Pennsylvania, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnson on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to NASBible.com. That's NASBible.com to place your order.
Here at Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, praise God for the generous monthly financial support of Royal Diadem Jewelers, educated by and affiliated with the American Gem Society, Jewelers of America, and the Gemological Institute of America. For the perfect custom-designed engagement ring or any one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry created exactly according to your imagination and specifications, Royal Diadem Jewelers has you covered. No matter where you live in the world, Royal Diadem will walk you step by step through every stage of the process and even hold a high-tech internet virtual visit using state-of-the-art jewelry design technology to serve you. They start by listening carefully to determine your needs. They're interested in making what you want, not what they want to sell you. From rough design to digital model, to photorealistic image, to wax prototype model, to the finished product, they are continually listening to your input, likes and dislikes, making any changes necessary along the way. This will ensure that your custom jewelry will turn out exactly as you dreamed and well beyond your expectations. Visit royaldiadem.com. That's royaldiadem.com today. Sterling Vanderwerker, owner of Royal Diadem Jewelers, his wife Bronnie, his business partner and manager Brian Wilson, and the entire family thank you all for listening to, praying for, and supporting the work of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget, folks, RoyalDiadem.com is still offering Iron Sharpens Iron Radio 100% of the profits from any sale to an Iron Sharpens Iron Radio listener of jewelry, either that which is already in stock at royaldiadem.com, or if you're having a custom designed piece of jewelry created, like an engagement ring, or perhaps you're turning your church logo, your parachurch ministry logo, your denomination logo, your seminary logo, you're turning that into a piece of jewelry or anything else that your imagination and creativity can conjure up, they will take what is in your brain and turn it into an absolutely stunning, mind-blowing piece of physical jewelry. And they are masters at this. I've seen their work firsthand. Perhaps some of you listening happens to love Josh Bice and you want to give him a gift of the G3 logo, the very unique logo, as a piece of jewelry, like a pendant for a necklace or a ring or something. Well, RoyalDiadem.com is the place to go. That's RoyalDiadem.com. Make sure you mention Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio so that we will receive 100% of the profits from that sale. And please do it as soon as possible because we have no idea when they're going to end this offer to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. That's RoyalDiadem.com, RoyalDiadem.com. Mention Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. We're now back with our guest today, Pastor Josh Bice of Praise Mill Baptist Church of Douglasville, Georgia, and also founder and president of G3 Ministries, who is hosting the upcoming 2023 G3 National Conference. We are discussing why we must continue to protest the Roman Catholic Church. Our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. Give us your first name at least, your city and state, and your country of residence. Right before the break, Pastor Josh, you are about to go into enter into the discussion of the anathemas that were laid out dogmatically at the Council of Trent. And perhaps you could even start with defining that, because in the 21st century, most of the modern Roman Catholic apologists, even if they're very conservative, they do not want to give the idea, promote the idea that the anathemas are intended to curse Protestants to hell. They try to put a different friendly, warm, and fuzzy spin on it, that it just means they can't be official members of the Roman Catholic denomination if they believe in these things that are being anathematized. But if you could shed some light on the reality here.
Yeah, I think it would be good to give some biblical context. I mean, if you look at Galatians chapter 1, you see where Paul is warning the church of the invasion of heresy and heretical teaching there in Galatia. And he says in the opening words in chapter 1 that if anyone comes preaching any other gospel than that which he has preached unto the church, then let that one, whether even if it be an angel from heaven, he says, let that one be anathematized or anathema. And so the actual term there means to be damned to hell. Now, again, to go back to the historical context that we were discussing earlier, with the Reformation, with Luther and the Reformers, when they were basically making a firm distinction between Christianity and the Roman Catholic Church, there was a response to the bold Reformation. And again, the Reformation, we call ourselves Protestants, Chris, and what that means is that we are protesting something. We are standing against the perversion of the gospel. And as we consider that, we again see that historically the Roman Catholic Church, they provided their own protest against the Reformation at the Council of Trent in the 1500s. And that council, still to this very day, has basically the official teachings on justification by the Roman Catholic Church. And they offered up some 33 different canons and statements of anathema there, just under the doctrine of justification. So again, the Christians, the Protestants, were suggesting that the Bible teaches that we are justified by faith alone in Christ alone for the remission of sins. And that the Roman Catholic Church teaches a false view of the gospel, that we actually cooperate with Jesus through works, which basically earns our salvation. And so in the Reformation, there were five solas that were statements that sort of gave way to an explanation of historic Christianity. And one of those is sola fide, which means that we are saved by faith alone in Christ alone. So that's how we receive our salvation. That's how we are justified. And so the Roman Catholic Church says, no, that's not the case. In fact, at the Council of Trent, under the heading of justification, Canon 9 of the 33 canons, these statements stated the following. I'm just going to read it here. It says, quote, "If anyone saith that by faith alone the impious is justified in such wise as to mean that nothing else is required to cooperate in order to the obtaining the grace of justification, and that it is not in any way necessary that he be prepared and disposed by the movement of his own will, let him be anathema." Now, end quote. So, to your question, Chris, here's the point. Modern Roman Catholics may try to water down the statement of anathema to mean, well, it just means that you're excommunicated from the Roman Catholic Church. But if you understand the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church, if you're outside of quote unquote the church, which is always in reference to the Roman Catholic Church, then you're damned. So basically what they're stating is if you believe in sola fide, we are excommunicating you from the Roman Catholic Church, and as a result of that, you're damned. So, again, it does mean what it means, and to try to suggest otherwise would be foolish. You connect it all the way to Galatians 1, and historically, what does anathema mean? So, basically, the Roman Catholic Church is stating that they are damning everyone outside of the church because they refuse to embrace the false gospel of the Roman Catholic Church.
Amen. And one thing we have to make clear, because I've had conversations with Roman Catholics who, when we are trying to hash out what one another believe about how man is made right with God, I have had Roman Catholics say that they agree with me when I say that good works, good deeds, are only the evidence and the fruit of saving faith. They in no way cooperate with saving faith to justify or save a sinner. There is no merit in them. There's nothing that a human can possibly do to merit the favor of God. They're just evidences that you are truly saved, as even James spells out in his epistle, that faith without works is dead. So these are signs of a living faith. And I've had Roman Catholics actually say, well, I agree with that. And I said, well, your church doesn't. Some Catholics seem to be confused about this. They don't even really understand that the anathemas of Trent are making it clear that the deeds of humans cooperate with the finished work of Christ on Calvary in order to save them. Am I right?
Absolutely, you're right. And see, that goes back to the point you made earlier, that we're not suggesting that anyone who is, you know, a Roman Catholic is just as a result of them being Roman Catholic, or maybe they grew up a Roman Catholic, that we're suggesting that they're damned. No, we're suggesting that if you reject the gospel of Jesus, that you are indeed outside of Christ and you're outside of the grace of God. So if you truly believe what the Roman Catholic Church teaches and believes officially, then again, you are not a Christian. But if you claim to believe the true gospel and you just grew up as a Roman Catholic, and maybe your grandfather taught you that you were born a Catholic and you're always going to be a Catholic and you're going to die a Catholic, well, you don't have to. You can actually leave the Roman Catholic Church and join a true church of Jesus, and you can, again, serve the Lord with a pure heart, embracing the true gospel of Jesus as taught in the scriptures. But again, to your point, the official doctrinal statements that's revealed to us clearly in the Catechism of the Roman Catholic Church, as well as emphasized and intensified at the Council of Trent, is another gospel.
In fact, even though they wouldn't word it exactly this way, according to the modern catechism, and of course this would even be a departure from the Council of Trent, but works seem to be even more important than belief in Christ, because in the modern catechism, you have the opportunity and the hope that Jews and Muslims and people of other false religions can be saved. And they're really basing this on how these people live according to the light that they have. I mean, it's really making the deeds of these people more important, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely it is. In fact, as we stated from the very beginning of the conversation today, that the Roman Catholic Church's system itself is a works-based system. So if you just read the catechism and you look at, you know, various paragraphs, you can see works is just interwoven through the entire thing. For instance, in one place in the catechism, it states justification has been merited to us by the passion of Christ, and it's granted to us through baptism. And that it's at baptism where we are conformed to the righteousness of God. Okay, so again, that's a flat denial, not only of justification by faith alone in Christ alone, but it's a denial of the imputation of righteousness that we receive by faith. And so it's not that we are being conformed to righteousness. No, we receive an alien righteousness, which is the language that Luther would use in his defense of the gospel. It's a righteousness that's outside of us that comes to us from God, but it's imputed to us. It's credited to our account by faith in the finished work of Christ. And so it's not at baptism that we receive this justification. It's when we come to faith in Christ. And so again, if you put your faith in your act or obedience of baptism, that's a works-based system, any way you slice it. And that's really par for course all the way through the Roman Catholic Catechism.
And one thing that I remember, a classic scene from one of Dr. James R. White's debates that I arranged on Long Island, New York. One of these debates was with a very nice man, a man that I enjoyed sharing company with, sharing meals with, Mitch Pacwa, who is a Jesuit priest and Roman Catholic apologist. During the debate that he had with James, he was trying to make James basically look like the bad guy because he viewed James as his brother in Christ, whereas James did not return the favor, as it were. Mitch Pacwa said, what do you think that the Roman Catholic Church means by their anathemas? And James said, well, if you look at what the Apostle Paul meant in the book of Galatians, that word that is used there means that they are damned to hell, those that have a false gospel. And then Mitch said, yes, but what does the Roman Catholic Church mean by it? And James said, well, if you have a different definition than the Apostle Paul, you've got a big problem on your hands. So, we have a listener question. I'll probably read the question and have you respond to it when we return because it's fairly long. But a very faithful listener in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience, Grady in Asheboro, North Carolina, who I actually had the privilege of meeting at a G3 conference for the first time. He had been writing questions to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio going back to its inception in 2005, and I had never before met him until we met at the G3 conference, and we have developed, by the grace and mercy of God, a wonderful friendship. But Grady says, greetings, brothers. I was disappointed when Chuck Colson and others formed the organization Evangelicals and Catholics Together. If I remember correctly, one of the rules of this organization was that the evangelical faction could not share the gospel with the Catholics. I've also been told that when trying to reach those at abortion clinics, that the Catholics there get offended if evangelicals share the gospel. This should make it clear that we serve a different Lord and have a different gospel. Why do some Christians not see that they do not serve our Lord and King Jesus Christ? By the way, the G3 app is a great app. And we'll have you respond to that when we return from our midway break. Keep in mind, folks, please be patient with us because the midway break is always a bit longer than the other breaks during the program because Grace Life Radio, 90.1 FM in Lake City, Florida, airs this program in a pre-recorded fashion twice a day in morning drive and in the evening. They are required by the FCC to air their own public service announcements and other local things that localize Iron Sharpens Iron Radio geographically to Lake City, Florida. While they do that, we simultaneously air our globally heard commercials. So please, use this time wisely. Write down as much of the contact information as you can for as many of our advertisers as you can so that you can more frequently and successfully respond to our advertisers. We cannot exist without our advertisers' financial support, folks. So please, whenever you can, purchase their products, use their services, support their parachurch organizations, and visit their churches. But when you can't do any of those things, please, at the very least, do something that every Iron Sharpens Iron Radio listener can do. Contact our advertisers and simply say, thank you for sponsoring Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. And if you want to add how much the program means to you in that comment, that would be great. That will help go a long way in convincing our advertisers that their money is well spent and that people are benefiting greatly from this program that they are helping to keep in existence with their financial support. So respond to our advertisers and also send in your questions to Josh Bice about our topic today, why we must continue protesting the Roman Catholic Church. Send those emails to chrisarnson@gmail.com. ChrisArnson@gmail.com. As always, give us your first name at least, your city and state, and your country of residence. We'll be right back with Josh Bice. Don't go away.
James White of Alpha Mega Ministries here. I'm very excited to announce that my longtime friend Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and I are heading down to Atlanta, Georgia again for the G3 National Conference. That's Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd on a theme that I've been preaching, teaching, writing about, and defending in live public debates for most of my life, the sovereignty of God. I'll be joined on the speaking roster by Steve Lawson, Vodi Balcom, Paul Washer, Virgil Walker, Scott Annual, and Josh Bice, founder of G3 Ministries. And there's more great news. Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio can get you a 30% discount off the registration fee. Go to g3min.org. That's g3min.org. And enter promo code G3ISIR. That's G3ISIR for the 30% discount. Chris Arnson and I look forward to seeing you all Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd for the G3 National Conference in Atlanta, Georgia on the sovereignty of God. Make sure you stop by the Iron Sharpens Iron radio exhibitor booth and say hi to Chris Arnson while you're there. Go to g3min.org and enter promo code G3ISIR for your 30% discount off the registration fee.
Getting a driver's license, running a cash register, flipping burgers, passing sixth grade. Do you know what they all have in common? They all require training, assessments, and certifications. But do you know what requires no training at all? Becoming a parent. My name is A.M. Brewster. I'm the president of Truth, Love, Parent, and host of its award-winning podcast. I've been a biblical family counselor since the early 2000s, and what I've discovered is that the majority of Christian parents have never been biblically equipped to do the work of the ministry in their homes. That's why Truth, Love, Parent exists. We serve God by equipping dads and moms to be the ambassador parents God called and created them to be. We produce free parenting resources, train church leaders, and offer biblical counseling so that the next generation of dads and moms can use the scriptures to parent their children for life and godliness. Please visit us at truthloveparent.com.
As host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, I frequently get requests from listeners for church recommendations. A church I've been strongly recommending as far back as the 1980s is Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey, pastored by Alan Dunn. Grace Covenant Baptist Church believes it's God's prerogative to determine how he shall be worshipped and how he shall be represented in the world. They believe churches need to turn to the Bible to discover what to include in worship and how to worship God in spirit and truth. Grace Covenant Baptist Church endeavors to maintain a God-centered focus, reading, preaching, and hearing the Word of God. Singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, baptism, and communion are the scriptural elements of their corporate worship, performed with faith, joy, and sobriety. Discover more about Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey at gcbcnj.squarespace.com. That's gcbcnj.squarespace.com. Or call them at 908-996-7654. That's 908-996-7654. Tell Pastor Dunn that you heard about Grace Covenant Baptist Church on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Hi, this is John Sampson, pastor of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, taking a moment of your day to talk about Chris Arnson and the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I consider Chris a true friend and a man of high integrity. He's a skilled interviewer who's not afraid to ask the big, penetrating questions while always defending the key doctrines of the Christian faith. I've always been happy to point people to this podcast, knowing it's one of the very few safe places on the internet where folk won't be led astray. I believe this podcast needs to be heard far and wide. This is a day of great spiritual compromise, and yet God has raised Chris up for just such a time. And knowing this, it's up to us as members of the body of Christ to stand with such a ministry in prayer and in finances. I'm pleased to do so and would like to ask you to prayerfully consider joining me in supporting Iron Sharpens Iron financially. Would you consider sending either a one-time gift or even becoming a regular monthly partner with this ministry? I know it would be a huge encouragement to Chris if you would. All the details can be found at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can click support. That's ironsharpensironradio.com.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, professor of apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I've been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jensen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
If you love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, one of the best ways you can help keep the show on the air is by supporting our advertisers. One such faithful advertiser who really believes in what Chris Arnton is doing is Daniel P. Patafuco, serious injury lawyer and Christian apologist. Dan is the president and founder of the Historical Bible Society. Their mission? To foster belief in the credibility of Scripture as the written Word of God. They go to various churches, schools, and institutions to publicly display a rare collection of biblical texts, along with a fascinating presentation by Mr. Buttafuoco demonstrating the reliability of Scripture. To advance the cause of the gospel, they created a beautiful, perfect facsimile of the genealogy of Jesus Christ from the original engravings contained in a first edition 1611 King James Bible. This 17th century hand-engraved chart shows the family tree of Jesus Christ going back to Adam and Eve. This book is complete with gorgeous full-size illustrations of Noah's Ark and the Tower of Babel, and an explanation of why the genealogy of Jesus is so important for his claims to the throne of the universe. Originals of this work are in museums, and nobody has ever made it accessible to the public in a large book form before. You can have your own copy of this 44-page genealogy book for a donation of $35 or more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org. That's historicalbiblesociety.org. Thanks for helping to keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air.
This is Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Pastor Nate Pickowitz of Harvest Bible Church in Gilmanton Iron Works, New Hampshire, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rich Jensen of Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Sule Prince of Oakwood Wesleyan Church in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor John Sampson of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck Volo of New Life Community Church in Kingsville, Maryland, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Steve Herford of Eastport Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Roy Owens, Jr. of the Church at Friendship in Hockley, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Aronson on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget, folks, always make solid-ground-books.com your very first stop for all your gift-giving needs. They bring back into print and also publish for the first time nothing but the absolute finest in Christian literature dating back to the Protestant Reformation and extending forward to our current modern day, including such contemporary authors as Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries. So please visit solid-ground-books.com frequently, purchase generously, and always mention to them that you heard about them from Chris Aronson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Before I return to our guest today, Pastor Josh Bice of Praise Mill Baptist Church of Douglasville, Georgia, and founder and president of G3 Ministries, as we continue discussing why we must continue to protest the Roman Catholic Church. Before we return to that, I have a couple of very important announcements to make. If you really love this show, folks, and you don't want it to go off the air, you don't want it to disappear, go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You could donate instantly with a debit or credit card in that fashion. If you want to advertise with us, as long as whatever it is you desire to promote is compatible with what I believe, and please send me an email to chrisaronson@gmail.com and put advertising in the subject line. Also, folks, if you are donating and you prefer snail mail, there will be a physical address that appears on your screen when you click support at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can mail your checks made payable to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. I want to remind everybody listening, please never give your own church where you are a member less money than you are accustomed to giving your church on the Lord's Day in order to give Iron Sharpens Iron Radio a financial gift. Never do that. Also, if you are really struggling to survive and make ends meet, please wait until you are more financially stable and back on your feet before you send Iron Sharpens Iron Radio a financial gift. Two things are clear in the Bible about finances. We're commanded to provide for our church, and we're commanded to provide for our family. Providing for Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is obviously not a command, but if you love this show, you don't want it to disappear, and you have extra money collecting interest in the bank, you have extra money beyond your ability to provide for church and family, you have extra money for benevolent, recreational, and trivial purposes, well, please, if you love the show, share some of that money with us so that we can continue airing this broadcast. Go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. Also, I want to remind you that if you are a man in ministry leadership, Iron Sharpens Iron Radio welcomes you, invites you to the next Iron Sharpens Iron Radio free pastors luncheon on Thursday, April 13th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Church of the Living Christ in Loysville, Pennsylvania. The featured two guest speakers are Dr. William Webster, who is not only the pastor of Grace Bible Church in Battleground, Washington, but he's also a Banner of Truth author, and Reverend David T. King, who is the assistant pastor at Christ Church in Katy, Texas, which is a member of the Presbyterian Church in America. He is also a co-author with Dr. William Webster on a groundbreaking three-volume, 900-page work called Holy Scripture, the Ground and Pillar of Our Faith, which is patristic documentation proving that the Church Fathers believed in sola scriptura centuries before the Protestant Reformation. They will be the speakers, and everything is free of charge. Not only are you going to be feasting on physical food and spiritual food and sharing fellowship with your colleagues in ministry, absolutely free of charge, everybody who attends is going to be leaving that event with a heavy sack of brand new books, personally selected by me, donated by generous Christian publishers all over the United States and United Kingdom, including G3 Press. I'm so thrilled about that as well. And following that pastor's luncheon, there is a three-day Bible conference also featuring Dr. William Webster and Reverend David T. King at a different church, Grace Bible Fellowship Church of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. That is open to everyone, not just men, but men, women, and children may attend that free three-day Bible conference. The theme is the gospel, removed by Rome, rescued by the reformers, and rejected by modern evangelicals. That's Thursday, the 14th of April through Sunday. I'm sorry, Friday, the 14th of April through Sunday, the 16th of April. And as I said, that's Grace Bible Fellowship Church of Harrisburg. If you want to register for these free events, just send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put either luncheon or conference or both in the subject line. Last but not least, if you are not a member of a Christ-honoring, biblically faithful, theologically solid church like Praise Mill Baptist Church of Douglasville, Georgia, I have extensive lists of biblically faithful churches spanning the globe, and I've helped many people in our audience all over the world find churches, sometimes even within just a couple of minutes from where they live. And if you are without a church home, I may be able to help you too. Just send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put "I need a church" in the subject line. That's also the email address where you could send in a question to Pastor Josh Bice of Praise Mill Baptist Church and G3 Ministries. That's chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. Give us your first name at least, your city and state, and your country of residence. And as you may recall, before the break, Pastor Josh, we had Grady from Asheboro, North Carolina, send in a question revealing his dismay over the Evangelicals and Catholics Together organization and document that basically was an agreement that Evangelicals and Roman Catholics would not proselytize each other. They would not try to convert one another because, after all, in Colson's and the Signer's minds, we're brothers in Christ already. We don't need to do that. And Grady also shared his dismay that Catholics at abortion protests are offended when evangelicals evangelize them. And Grady is making the statement that he believes that makes it clear that we serve a different Lord and have a different gospel. Why do some Christians not see that they do not serve our Lord and King Jesus Christ? And if you could respond to that.
Yeah, it's a great question. The Evangelicals and Catholics Together ecumenical statement back in 1994 was an utter tragedy. It was a disaster. In fact, I had the privilege to sit down for an interview with John MacArthur a number of years back. You can find that on the G3 Ministries YouTube page, under the playlist for the podcast. We talked about this very thing. In fact, as MacArthur stated, R.C. Sproul and James Kennedy were coming down to meet with a group of others about the doctrine of justification. And the question really is, what is the gospel? And so as they got together for this meeting, it was Sproul and Kennedy and MacArthur really on one side of the fence, and it was Bill Bright of Campus Crusade, J.I. Packer, and Charles Colson on the other side. And basically that central question, what is the gospel and what must you believe to be saved, was really at the heart of a 7-hour debate in 1994. And so basically the issue was so heated that at one point, as MacArthur stated to me in the interview as we discussed it, that Sproul climbed onto the table and with great passion says, "I don't think that you get it. This is about whether you're a Christian or not." And so he was extremely concerned that this was a perversion of the gospel. Later in the day, as the 7-hour debate went on, John MacArthur was seated next to J.I. Packer. And basically, MacArthur asked a final concluding question. And he wanted to know this: at what point do you come to a place where you believe enough of justification historically taught in the scriptures to be saved? And Packer didn't have an answer to it. He said, "I don't know." And so John MacArthur, as well as R.C. Sproul and James Kennedy, saw that as a massive problem. And so, yeah, the evangelicals and Catholics together statement was massively confusing, because once again, we should never conflate the idea of, genuine Christianity and Roman Catholicism. It's not the same thing. So the idea that we should just agree that we're brothers and sisters in Christ and that we should not be evangelizing Roman Catholics would be against the very command of Christ, who tells us to go and to make disciples of all nations, and we should do that, again, preaching the gospel to those who have a different gospel. That's what we see happening with the Apostle Paul in the New Testament as well. So to Grady's point that, when you're out in an abortion mill and you're evangelizing and the Roman Catholics are becoming, offended by the way that you're explaining and preaching the gospel, that is indicative of the reality that we definitely have a different gospel than the Roman Catholic Church, and a different Jesus, by the way. And so we should be very clear about this.
Yes, and that meeting that you were just describing sparked an excellent episode of the John Ankerberg Show. May have been more than one episode, where you had John MacArthur, R.C. Sproul, and D. James Kennedy being very detailed and vividly clear about why Christians should oppose that document that was getting a lot of publicity at that time in the 1990s. I don't know if that's still available at the John Ankerberg website, but if you want to try to look that up, it may be available. I'm just not aware if it is or not. By the way, can you watch or hear what you just described, this debate that took place between Bright and Colson and the other signers of the ECT document?
No, not to my knowledge. Again, that was a private meeting that was held there with Sproul, D. James Kennedy, John MacArthur, Bill Bright, J.I. Packer, and Charles Colson. There was a couple of moderators that were there to basically keep things on track. But to my knowledge, there's no audio or video of that meeting. But John MacArthur, again, has recounted that on a couple of occasions. In fact, in the interview that I mentioned that I did with him a couple of years ago, but also if you go and you watch the memorial service of R.C. Sproul when MacArthur spoke there, he also referenced that meeting as well. So it's something that he's talked about on several occasions historically. But as we think about the subject that's before us with the Roman Catholic Church and their official teachings, it should be noted that here recently there's been some news as the Pope has gone on record as denying the existence of hell. And I find this very concerning for several reasons, obviously. But if you look at what the Roman Catholic Church teaches about hell officially, not only does the Pope contradict the official positions of the Roman Catholic Church, but the Pope, most importantly, contradicts the pure teachings of Scripture. But if you go back to March of 2018, Pope Francis was speaking to an atheist, and the atheist basically asked him a question. He says, what happens to bad souls, quote unquote, bad souls? And the Pope actually denied in that conversation the existence of hell. Now, the interesting thing is that when this hit the news in 2018, the Vatican responded and said, well, that wasn't an official interview. That was the Pope just interacting with a friend of his who happened to be an atheist. And so you shouldn't see it as an official statement of the Pope or an official position of the Roman Catholic Church. But here we are in March, the same month, a few years later in 2023, and the Pope has just passed his 10th year anniversary, and so he's conducted a few interviews in the process to commemorate his 10th anniversary as the Pope. And in one of the interviews, he was asked this question: what is your own interpretation of hell and paradise? And what happens to people who go to hell? And what happens to those who go to paradise? And it was at that moment that we see the Pope respond, and he said, hell is not a place. And he goes on to suggest that if one goes to attend the Last Judgment and sees the faces of those who go to hell, one gets scared. And then he says, if you read Dante, you get scared, but these are media representations, end quote. So basically, he goes on record as suggesting that hell is not a real, literal place that the damned go to where they suffer under the wrath of God. I find this to be massively problematic. And again, we should see this as completely inconsistent with the Word of God. But if you just read the Scriptures, Chris, what we see is that Jesus, in his earthly ministry, said more about hell and warned more about the wrath of God than any other figure in the whole of Scripture. And it is explicitly clear that hell is a real place where there's eternal torment, and where those who are outside of the grace of God are judged under the just judgment and the justice of God's wrath. So once again, we're seeing massive contradictions with what the leader of the Roman Catholic Church, the Pope himself, says that violates Holy Scripture on the doctrine of God's judgment. And so, massively problematic. We talked in the first half of the show about the false teachings of Trent and the false teachings regarding a false gospel of the Roman Catholic Church. Now we have the Pope denying the true teachings of Scripture regarding hell. And so this is a massive problem.
Yes, I have, throughout my life as a Christian, I have begun to learn more about Roman Catholicism than I did when I was a Roman Catholic. In fact, it might interest you to know that one of the things that began to collapse the Roman Catholic house of cards in my mind as a young man approaching my confirmation in the Catholic Church was when we had an opportunity to sit as a class with the parish priest, a very nice guy, Father McNamara. And are you there, Josh? I just heard a weird noise.
Oh, I'm here.
Okay.
Yes.
One of the questions that I asked, because we were able to ask Father McNamara anything that we wanted to before we were confirmed, I said, is heaven a real place or a state of mind? And he said, it's a state of mind. And that shattered me. And it made me realize these people don't know what they're talking about. And unfortunately, it would take over a decade after that before I actually came to embrace the scriptures and the biblical gospel. But I had basically drifted away from Catholicism after that and wound up rarely attending services there, which obviously is a good thing in one sense, but I would be living a life of rebellion and alcoholism and so on. But it was very disillusioning to hear that answer. And of course, that is not a dogmatic answer of what the Church of Rome teaches. It's just a priest's personal opinion. But this is where it gets very difficult when you're having conversations with Roman Catholics, because I don't know about you, I prefer having a conversation with a Roman Catholic who is knowledgeable about Catholic dogma, who is historically knowledgeable about the Roman Catholic Church, and who realizes there is a chasm of difference between Roman Catholicism and evangelical Bible-believing Protestantism. I would rather have a conversation with those folks than a warm, cuddly Roman Catholic who is more concerned about ecumenism and being friendly and enjoying interreligious activities than he is about truth. Do you share that opinion with me? That it can be very frustrating having conversations with the latter, because you don't even have any kind of bedrock in which you can determine what the actual truthful differences are between us.
Yeah, absolutely. If you have someone that is fully committed to the teachings and the doctrines of the Roman Catholic Church, it's much easier to have a conversation, because you're going to be rooted in the actual teachings, as opposed to someone who's just a what we might call a nominal Catholic, just was born a Catholic. Their parents told them that they were Catholics and they claim to be Catholics. Well, they probably have little to no clue as to what the Roman Catholic Church actually teaches. But as we think about the statement here about hell regarding, you know, the Pope, you know, you have what the Roman Catholic Church actually teaches about the doctrine of hell over against what the Pope is actually stating about hell. And that's massively problematic. You know, in the statement in the interview, when he was pressed about this very doctrine, he pointed everyone to a famous sculpture in a Catholic cathedral, and he described it as a sculpture that has Judas hanging in balance, and the devil is pulling him downward. And then on the other side, they have the Good Shepherd, and Jesus is grabbing Judas, and he puts him on his shoulders with a big smile. And so then they asked, they said that, you know, basically they wanted to know what that meant. So they asked, what does this mean? And so the Pope then responded, and he said this. He said, quote, that salvation is stronger than damnation. And then he says, basically, that's what this sculpture means. And so basically he's stating that hell is a state of the heart, or a state of the soul, as you were referencing earlier, and that basically it's not a genuine place, and it means that salvation is stronger than damnation, that Jesus is stronger than the devil. Well, again, this is so problematic on so many different levels, because obviously we recognize, as Luther said, that the devil is God's devil, and that hell is actually created by God, and Jesus himself has the keys to hell. He has, you know, he's king, right? And so when you read the Bible and you see what the Bible actually teaches about the judgment of God and the just wrath of God, the Pope's statements do not line up with Scripture in the slightest degree. And so, again, as you mentioned at the front side of this conversation today, Chris, this Pope is so left of where the Roman Catholic Church has stood historically. If you're just looking at what the Roman Catholics actually believe, that he does not represent, you know, historic Roman Catholic doctrine and dogma. And so he's problematic on many different levels. He's woke. I mean, there's all sorts of problems with him. But we as Christians must defend the doctrine of hell. We can't allow for people to redefine hell or rethink hell or turn it into some sort of state of mind or state of consciousness or what have you. It's an actual literal place, and Jesus taught this, and we need to teach what Jesus taught and believe what Jesus himself taught.
Yeah, Jesus himself taught that Judas is in hell because he said it would have been better for him if he were never born. Obviously, if Judas is in heaven, that statement would be false because he would be enjoying the indescribable and infinite joy of being in the presence of his Savior. But Jesus said that it would have been better for him if he was never born. Obviously, that can only that statement can only be made about somebody who is in hell.
Yep, absolutely. We have in Luke 16, we have a parable, again, that describes the great chasm. And again, you see that the rich man is in the actual flames of hell and the judgment of God. In Matthew 25, Jesus talks about the sheep and the goats and that the goats are actually going to be banished into eternal fire. You see the language of the unquenchable fire of hell in Mark chapter 9. Again, you see this language of people gnashing their teeth in anguish, Matthew 13. And again, so you just see on and on and on again language from Jesus in his earthly ministry where he is warning that there is an actual literal place where people go, and hell is not some place that's temporal, but it's eternal, just as heaven itself is eternal. Just as the kingdom of God is eternal, so is hell. And so we need to be very clear about the doctrine of hell, and we can't wiggle or move away from the teachings of Jesus in the slightest degree on this doctrine.
We have an anonymous listener who says, I know several people who have said this to me, but one in particular is a friend, and this individual said that they believe in the biblical gospel that evangelical Protestants firmly believe in, but he chooses to remain in the Roman Catholic Church because he wants to be there to help make a change. What can I say to this person in response to this? Is this in any way a legitimate option for a Bible-believing Christian?
Well, I would encourage them to not stay and try to make a change internally, because you're lending credibility to a false church and a false religion that teaches a false gospel that leads to a real hell. And so I would encourage anyone who believes the true gospel to separate from the blasphemy of the Roman Catholic Church. However, that doesn't mean that just because you separate from the blasphemy of the Roman Catholic Church and you join a true church, that you can't still make a difference in the lives of your friends. You can. You have their phone number, their email, you know their address, you can send them information in the mail, you can take them out for a meal, you can invite them into your home. There are various ways to evangelize without lending credibility to a false gospel in the process.
Yes, and if they are remaining in fellowship and in worship at Roman Catholic masses, they are participating in a deeply heretical and damning ritual. And this is something that evangelicals really have to have sink in their head. I have been at Roman Catholic weddings and funerals where they have a mass. They don't always have a mass at those events, but sometimes people choose, if they are Roman Catholic, to have a mass celebrated at a wedding and a funeral. And I have seen evangelicals get up, go forward, and take the Eucharist. Number one, the Roman Catholic Church doesn't even want you to do that if you don't believe in transubstantiation and have share their view of what is occurring at this ritual. But there is a chasm of difference between a biblical and evangelical understanding of the Lord's Supper than going forward and receiving the so-called Mass. I have had people say to me, well, I have something different going on in my mind. But that's no excuse, is it?
No, it's not. In fact, I've done the same thing, Chris. I've been at, you know, a Roman Catholic Mass where I was the only individual in the room who did not get up, and every eye was upon me, you know, in the process. But again, we have to see exactly what you stated, that the doctrine of the Roman Catholic Church and transubstantiation teaches that there's a fresh sacrifice of Jesus, his body and blood, there on that table. And it would be utterly blasphemous and a contradiction to the gospel of Jesus to be partakers in that. So suggesting that you can stay and partake in blasphemous false gospel teaching and this false sacrifice of Jesus afresh and anew in every Mass in order to evangelize your friends is certainly not even an option for a true Christian. So I would just urge anyone who's a true Christian that has come to the knowledge of Christ and has been truly saved by the gospel of Jesus to separate from the Roman Catholic Church.
Amen. And we're going to our final break. It's going to be a lot shorter than all the other breaks. If you have a question that you'd like to send in to Pastor Josh Bice, send it in immediately because we're rapidly running out of time. ChrisArnson@gmail.com, ChrisArnson@gmail.com. Don't go away. We'll be back with Josh Bice after these messages.
James White of Alpha Mega Ministries here. I'm very excited to announce that my longtime friend Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and I are heading down to Atlanta, Georgia again for the G3 National Conference. That's Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd, on a theme that I've been preaching, teaching, writing about, and defending in live public debates for most of my life, the sovereignty of God. I'll be joined on the speaking roster by Steve Lawson, Vody Balcom, Paul Washer, Virgil Walker, Scott Annual, and Josh Bice, founder of G3 Ministries. And there's more great news. Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio can get you a 30% discount off the registration fee. Go to g3min.org, that's g3min.org, and enter promo code G3ISIR. That's G3ISIR for the 30% discount. Chris Arnson, I look forward to seeing you all Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd for the G3 National Conference in Atlanta, Georgia on the sovereignty of God. Make sure you stop by the Iron Sharpens Iron radio exhibitor booth and say hi to Chris Arnson while you're there. Go to g3min.org and enter promo code G3ISIR for your 30% discount off the registration fee. James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done
done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest and buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nessie Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
Every day at thousands of community centers, high schools, middle schools, juvenile institutions, coffee shops, and local hangouts, Long Island Youth for Christ staff and volunteers meet with young people who need Jesus. We are rural and urban, and we are always about the message of Jesus. Our mission is to have a noticeable spiritual impact on Long Island, New York, by engaging young people in the lifelong journey of following Christ. Long Island Youth for Christ has been a stalwart bedrock ministry since 1959. We have a world-class staff and a proven track record of bringing consistent love and encouragement to youths in need all over the country and around the world. Help honor our history by becoming a part of our future. Volunteer, donate, pray, or all of the above. For details, call Long Island Youth for Christ at 631-385-8333. That's 631-385-8333. Or visit liyfc.org. That's liyfc.org.
I'm Brian McLaughlin, president of the SecureCom Group and an enthusiastic supporter of Chris Arnzen's Iron Sharpens Iron radio program. The SecureCom Group provides the highest level of security, closed-circuit television, access control, and communication systems for Manhattan's top residential buildings, as well as churches, commercial properties, municipalities, and more. We custom install exactly what you need to protect yourself, including digital recording, off-site viewing, and connectivity from most smart devices. From simple code-activated systems to the latest technology using facial recognition, the SecureCom Group has it. We also provide the latest in intercom and IP telephone systems. In addition, we provide superior networking platforms. We'll create, maintain, and secure your local network. Whether it's a Wi-Fi or hardwire network, we'll implement the latest secured firewall, endpoint solutions, and cloud backup. I would love to have the honor and privilege of helping protect the lives and property of Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners and their associates. For more details on how the SecureCom Group may be of service to you with the very latest in security innovations, call 718-353-3355. That's 718-353-3355. Or visit SecureComGroup.com. That's SecureComGroup.com. This is Brian McLaughlin of the SecureCom Group, joining Chris Arnzen's family of advertisers to keep Iron Sharpens Iron radio on the air.
Puritan Reformed is a Bible-believing, kingdom-building, devil-fighting church. We are devoted to upholding the apostolic doctrine and practice preserved in Scripture alone. Puritan Reformed teaches men to rule and lead as image-bearing prophets, priests, and kings. We teach families to worship together as families. Puritan is committed to teaching the whole counsel of God so that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. We sing the Psalms, teach the law, proclaim the gospel, make disciples, maintain discipline, and exalt Christ. This is Pastor David Reese of Puritan Reformed in Phoenix, Arizona. Join us in the glorious cause of advancing Christ's crown and covenant over the kings of the earth. Puritan Reformed Church. Believe, build, fight. PuritanPHX.com.
The Prince of Preachers, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, once said, "Growing a beard is a habit most natural, scriptural, manly, and beneficial." Grace and peace to all the Iron Sharpens Iron listeners. This is Tony with TheStandardBeardCare.com. That's right, TheStandardBeardCare.com is a Christ-exalting, better known and simple name in beard care. So if you have a beard, know a guy with a beard, or ladies, if you're married to a man with a beard, head over to TheStandardBeardCare.com. Check out the vast array of all-natural, handcrafted products to make that beard scriptural, manly, and beneficial. And when you do so, you will help to support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. When you use the promo code IRON at checkout, you will receive free shipping to anywhere in the lower 48, and 10% of your donations will go back to Chris Arnson and Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. So head over to TheStandardBeardCare.com, where the standard is the standard.
It's such a blessing to hear from Iron Sharpens Iron Radio listeners from all over the world. Here's Joe Riley, a listener in Ireland, who wants you to know about a guest on the show he really loves hearing interviewed, Dr. Joe Moorcraft.
I'm Joe Riley, a faithful Iron Sharpens Iron Radio listener here in Athy in County Kildare, Ireland, going back to 2005. One of my very favorite guests on Iron Sharpens Iron is Dr. Joe Moorcraft. If you've been blessed by Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Dr. Moorcraft and Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, are largely to thank, since they are one of the program's largest financial supporters. Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming is in Forsyth County, a part of the Atlanta metropolitan area. Heritage is a thoroughly biblical church, unwaveringly committed to Westminster standards, and Dr. Joe Moorcraft is the author of an 8-volume commentary on the larger catechism. Heritage is a member of the Hanover Presbytery, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, and tracing its roots and heritage back to the great Protestant Reformation of the 16th century. Heritage maintains and follows the biblical truth and principles proclaimed by the Reformers. Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone, and God's glory alone. Their primary goal is the worship of the triune God that continues in eternity. For more details on Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, visit heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. That's heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. Or call 678-954-7831. That's 678-954-7831. If you visit, tell them Joe Riley, an Iron Sharpens Iron Radio listener from Athy in County Kildare, Ireland, sent you.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Art Amundson, an Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you build a strategy to help make sure your finances keep up with your long-term needs. Do what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Visit edwardjones.com. That's edwardjones.com. Or call 717-258-4688. 717-258-4688. We here at Iron Sharpens Iron Radio are forever grateful for the generous financial support of Art Amundson, Edward Jones financial advisor in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Call 717-258-4688 today.
Hello, my name is Anthony Uvinio, and I'm one of the pastors at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Quorum, New York, and also the host of the ReformRookie.com website. I want you to know that if you enjoy listening to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show like I do, you can now find it on the Apple's iTunes app by typing Iron Sharpens Iron Radio in the search bar. You no longer have to worry about missing a show or a special guest because you're in your car or still at work. Just subscribe on the iTunes app and listen to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show at any time, day or night. Please be sure to also give it a good review. and pass it along to anyone who would benefit from the teaching and the many solidly reformed guests that Chris Arnson has on the show. Truth is so hard to come by these days, so don't waste your time with fluff or fake news. Subscribe to the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio podcast right now. And while you're at it, you can also sign up for the ReformRookie.com podcast and visit our website and the YouTube page. We are dedicated to teaching Christian theology from a Reformed Baptist perspective to beginners in the faith as well as seasoned believers. From Keach's Catechism and the Doctrines of Grace to the Olivet Discourse and the Book of Leviticus, the Reform Rookie podcast and YouTube channel is sure to have something to offer everyone seeking biblical truth. And finally, if you're looking to worship in a Reformed church that holds to the 1689 London Baptist Confession of Faith, please join us at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, New York. Again, I'm Pastor Anthony Uvinio, and thanks for listening.
If you love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, one of the best ways you can help keep the show on the air is by supporting our advertisers. One such faithful advertiser who really believes in what Chris Arnson is doing is Daniel P. Puttafuoco, serious injury lawyer and Christian apologist. Dan is the president and founder of the Historical Bible Society. Their mission? To foster belief in the credibility of Scripture as the written word of God. They go to various churches, schools, and institutions to publicly display a rare collection of biblical texts, along with a fascinating presentation by Mr. Buttafuoco demonstrating the reliability of Scripture. To advance the cause of the gospel, they created a beautiful, perfect facsimile of the genealogy of Jesus Christ from the original engravings contained in a first edition 1611 King James Bible. This 17th century hand-engraved chart shows the family tree of Jesus Christ going back to Adam and Eve. This book is complete with gorgeous full-size illustrations of Noah's Ark and the Tower of Babel, and an explanation of why the genealogy of Jesus is so important for his claims to the throne of the universe. Originals of this work are in museums, and nobody has ever made it accessible to the public in a large book form before. You can have your own copy of this 44-page genealogy book for a donation of $35 or more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org. That's historicalbiblesociety.org. Thanks for helping to keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air.
Getting a driver's license, running a cash register, flipping burgers, passing sixth grade. Do you know what they all have in common? They all require training, assessments, and certifications. But do you know what requires no training at all? Becoming a parent. My name is A.M. Brewster. I'm the president of Truth, Love, Parent, and host of its award-winning podcast. I've been a biblical family counselor since the early 2000s, and what I've discovered is that the majority of Christian parents have never been biblically equipped to do the work of the ministry in their homes. That's why Truth, Love, Parent exists. We serve God by equipping dads and moms to be the ambassador parents God called and created them to be. We produce free parenting resources, train church leaders, and offer biblical counseling so that the next generation of dads and moms can use the scriptures to parent their children for life and godliness. Please visit us at truthloveparent.com.
And A.M. Brewster is going to be our guest on Friday on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. We're doing a rare open forum kind of a format where you can ask him any question that you want regarding biblical counseling. So send in your questions early to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put in the subject line, Aaron Brewster's interview. Pastor Josh, I want to make something clear to our audience, and I think that you would, in fact, I know you would agree with me wholeheartedly. I'm going to do so by starting with a quote by the late R.C. Sproul, and I'm quoting this because there are people, when they hear us speak this way, and I know that I have had Roman Catholic friends and loved ones respond to me with the statement or the accusation that I'm being cold-hearted, mean, or arrogant and boastful, as if my saying that we are not brothers in Christ or saying that I have received and embraced the true gospel, that I am claiming some kind of innate superiority over them. And I think R.C. Sproul said it beautifully when he said, Christians have nothing to be smug about. We are not righteous people trying to correct the unrighteous. As one preacher said, evangelism is just one beggar telling another beggar where to find bread. The chief difference between the believer and the unbeliever is forgiveness. Wouldn't you agree with Dr. Sproul? And isn't it important that we make our Roman Catholic friends, loved ones, and acquaintances aware that we are not saying that we are innately superior human beings to them? Because on a human understanding of goodness and who is a better husband, better wife, better sibling, better child, better boss, better employee, better citizen, very often Roman Catholics do put us to shame, and we have to admit that. But that has nothing to do with what we're talking about, is it?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Chris. In fact, if you study genuine Christianity, what you come to see is, and basically you come to a sobering position that states that we are unrighteous in and of ourselves. We are to be, in fact, as a Reformed Christian, I would suggest that it should lead us to great humility to see that we were wretched worms deserving the wrath of God eternally. And it was by no good deeds in ourselves or worth or value that caused God to you know, look down upon us in mercy and extend grace to us. No, it was not our own choice that worked alongside the passion of Christ. It was nothing that we did. It was not by works of righteousness that we did, according to Titus. But it was actually based upon the grace of God alone. And so, again, I think, to your point, as we discuss the difference between the Roman Catholic Church and genuine Christianity, it should lead genuine Christians to a place of great humility, where we come to see that it is only by the grace of God alone that we are in Christ. If left to ourselves, we would still be running away from God. So a proud Christian is a great contradiction to biblical Christianity.
And if you could, Josh, just summarize what you most want etched in the hearts and minds of our listeners today, perhaps especially Roman Catholic listeners.
Yeah, I would just urge anyone who's listening to this conversation today, Chris, to embrace the true gospel, that man has sinned against God and we deserve the wrath of God because of our sin. And if we get what we deserve, we receive the wrath of God, and rightly so. But it is only in Christ and his finished work alone that a person can be saved. And so I would just point everyone to Christ, that we come to him with empty hands. We don't come to him with one hand that is holding on to the cross and another hand that's holding on to our works. We come to Christ with empty hands, completely trusting in his finished work on our behalf for the remission of sins, believing that Christ died in our place as a substitute, and it was his sacrifice alone that is offered up to God and is received on our behalf. And that after being put to death on the cross, he was buried in a borrowed tomb and resurrected on the third day, and any and all who come to him by faith will be saved. And so I would just point people to the true gospel of grace in Christ for salvation.
Amen. And don't forget, folks, the G3 conference this year is being held Thursday, September 21st through Saturday, the 23rd in Atlanta, Georgia, on the theme, The Sovereignty of God. For more details, go to g3min.org, g3min.org. And if you're registering, please remember to use promo code G3ISIR. That's G3ISIR, and you'll get 30% off the registration fee. Also, folks, don't forget about the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio Free Pastors Luncheon on Thursday, April 13th at Church of the Living Christ in Loysville, Pennsylvania, where Dr. William Webster, a Banner of Truth author, and Reverend David T. King, one of Dr. Webster's co-authors, will be speaking. Everything is free of charge. send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com if you'd like to register for this free event. And then don't forget about the three-day free Bible conference being held at a different church, Grace Bible Fellowship Church in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, also featuring Dr. Webster and Reverend King. And there's a big difference. The first event, the pastor's luncheon, is only for men in ministry leadership. The three-day Bible conference is for everyone, men, women, and children. So if you would like to attend the conference, also send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put conference in the subject line. I want to thank you so much, Pastor Josh, for being such an extraordinary guest, as you always prove to be. I want to thank everybody who listened. I want you all to always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you are a sinner.